from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So you've got the Patriots trying to rationalize all this through the media, through Adam Schefter. You've also got the Cleveland media right now trying to rationalize this. Let's start with Schefter. So this came out, you know, somewhere in the middle of that disastrous Pirate game last night from Schefty. Sources. After inquiring about Brandon Ayuk's availability, the Patriots have decided not to explore any further trade possibilities with the 49ers regarding their standout wide receiver. Patriots are excited about their young receivers and want to focus on them. That last sentence is so superfluous, man.
Oh, my gosh. Of course they do. Of course.
We got a really good view of these guys in training camp. We don't need Brandon Ayuk.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what happened.
Right.
I'm sure it's not Brandon Ayuk going, I ain't going there.
I don't want to come to the Patriots.
I love that. That last sentence is probably copy and pasted from Robert Kraft.
Yes.
Patriots are excited about their young receivers and want to focus on them. Other reporting around New England and the 49ers suggests that they've been checking in on Brandon Ayuk since May. So, with all due respect to the crop of wide receivers and pass catchers they have in New England, they're not actually excited about that group. So that is the Patriots trying to come to terms with failure. Here's Ken Carman, who hosts the morning show with Anthony Lima on our brother station in Cleveland. Quote, usually when the Browns are rumored in trades, it has to be done or it's a failure. Seems with Ayuk that fans would welcome him, but wouldn't be upset if he wasn't traded here since they already have Cooper and wouldn't have to pay Ayuk, end quote. So yesterday it's all, oh my God, we could get Brandon Ayuk. Let's celebrate in the streets. Let's burn our Johnny Manziel jerseys in celebration. And now it's, oh, well, we don't really need him.
Yeah, because you know what? The Steelers are now back. You know, it was said for one second that the Steelers were out of it, but now that they're back in it, yeah, we'll just back
off. We don't need him.
Yeah, we're good.
See, that's why I actually understand his point there, because we talked that out yesterday.
That doesn't make sense. The Cleveland Browns. At the end of the day, it doesn't make sense.
Not for this year.
No, I mean, even like Amari Cooper had a good year last year. Like, why would you give that up to get another piece of a guy that is just a little bit younger that you would end up having to pay? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Especially for this year's team when you are swapping very good wide receiver for very good wide receiver, and the very good wide receiver you would be acquiring would have to learn a new offense, would have to get up to speed with the quarterback. You might actually take a step back in the early portion of this. So I actually do understand what Carmen's saying. However, Browns fans should have all their undies in a bunch because, if not Cleveland, Pittsburgh.
Yes.
They should be real upset.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's actually a reason, now that we're talking it out here, why it does make sense for Cleveland. Because you would be swapping wide receiver for wide receiver, and while there might be growing pains early,
you're just taking that wide receiver away from Pittsburgh.
Yes. And you're either going to be paying Amari Cooper next year, or you're going to be paying Brandon Ayuk. And when Brandon Ayuk's contract is up, if it's a 4-year deal, he'll be as old as Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
So you can rationalize it that way, and then you can keep him from a chief division rival.
Right.
So maybe Browns fans love Amari Cooper. I'm sure that they do. And you can say, oh, we're happy to keep our guy. But if you don't get him, I have heard, and we have heard, and nobody's heard of any other teams involved in this, he's going to go to Pittsburgh. Now, I do think that there is a small percent chance, that it's Cleveland, because if it weren't, then they would have, we would have seen a similar tweet.
What, but like the Patriots?
Like the Patriots. That's what would have happened last night, that the Browns would be out. But there's so much circling around Pittsburgh here. All the insiders now say that the Steelers are in it, and the guy from the Bay Area says the Steelers are in it. Pony's saying the Steelers feel very good about it. He's never come off of it, so he's going to look really good if this all winds up going through. There's just too much smoke to Pittsburgh, or to Aiyuk to Pittsburgh, for me to think it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep him now.
I just wonder what the compensation is going to be, or you're giving up. Like, I think, and I would like to know what the hangup is. Like, what, you know, even starting back in the draft, like, what were they asking? What weren't you willing to give? Okay, fine, we cave in. Let's do the trade. Let's get it done. Like, what is it? It's definitely something significant.
Well, I'm sure it will be, at this point, a rostered player going back in return. And we can speculate about who it's going to be in the next segment, I think, so we can have more time with this and kick it around. Because there's one guy that's not going to be included in this deal. Mm-hmm. And we can get into that a little bit too. The Steelers are going to have to give something up. And the Steelers are going to have to pay him. But I think the Steelers are going to have to pay him less than if he went to New England. Yeah. I think it's reasonable to assume they're going to pay him less than if he went to Cleveland. And I don't think they're going to have to give up as much as New England or Cleveland would give up. Because the Steelers hold the cards.
Yeah.
Because Aiyuk wants to come here.
Right.
They're the only dance partner. They're like me in college when it's 4 a.m. and I'm at the bar and there's some ugly person and then there's me and I ain't no friggin' George Clooney. And we lock eyes and we go, I guess this is it. We're each other's only option here. And it's not going to be good, but it's good enough. I think that's what the 49ers have to grapple with here. It's not going to be as good, but I think the Steelers will make it good enough for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we are going to maybe be surprised by what player could be included in this deal, but I don't think when the deal ultimately comes to fruition, any of us are going to go, oh, the Steelers overpaid here.
Right.
We might be surprised by just how little it takes to get him here. Like, I don't think they're going to have to send a first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the further along this goes, and the more clear it is than ever that he's not going to wind up back in San Francisco, you got really two players here with an outside shot at Cleveland. I think the Steelers can hold firm in probably whatever it is that they're offering
here. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.